I'm going to share with you some of the work we are doing with quantifying nutrient losses in runoff, and this work deals primarily with ultisols and oxisols. Just to give you an idea of what's happening in terms of manure production in Puerto Rico, the dairy industry is the biggest industry, agricultural industry in Puerto Rico. We have about 88,000 cows in 61,000 hectares. We have made measurements on nutrient production per cow in terms of nitrogen and phosphorus, how much is excreted. And we know that they excrete between 0.06 and 0.1 kilograms of pee per cow per day, depending on the diet. We have much variation in terms of the concentration of phosphorus in the diet, and that influences the amount of phosphorus in the excreta. The nitrogen-phosphorus ratio ranges from 0.8 to 1.2. And if that amount is distributed to all the area, it amounts to about 85 kilograms of phosphorus acid per hectare. But in terms of excess P, that is the amount in excess of what should be applied to on an areal basis based on the amount of phosphorus that the animals consume, it ranges from 15 to 472 kilograms of pee per hectare. So we have a lot of pee coming into the fields that manure is applied, and that we believe that it's causing an impact on water quality on the downstream areas. The manure in Puerto Rico in dairy farms goes to a retention pond, and based on aerial sprayers, is applied to fields like this, like what you're seeing here. Now, when it's not applied at exceeding rates, we know that the soil test phosphorus increases, and that in excess of these agronomic categories, we have very high and extremely high categories in Puerto Rico that we have developed that correspond to 0.5 and 1 milligrams of phosphorus milligrams of pee per liter in solution. We wanted to test the effects of time after manure application in this in runoff in these experiments in oxisols and ultisols. So we wanted to see what happens with the nutrient concentrations in runoff at successive time intervals after the manure is applied. And this will provide evidence to guide the dairy manure management in Puerto Rico and elsewhere in the Caribbean. So we have an oxisol of 123 hectares is the farm with 150 lactating cows, and the manure is applied to only 9 hectares. In the ultisol, the manure is applied in only 4 hectares with 96 lactating cows. The phosphorus extractable phosphorus ranges from 32 to 185 in the oxisol and from 30 to 132 in the ultisol. We have 4 fields, and in each of the farms, 2 of the fields tested high in soil test phosphorus and 2 tested low in soil test phosphorus. Each field then, where we had a treatment with application of manure and without an application of manure, and our design was a split plot with repeated measures being timed the repeated measure. The manure, we sampled the manure from as it was being applied to the fields, as here. This was a commercial enterprise, no? And we covered the areas that did not receive the manure with tarps, huge tarps. We calculated the concentration of P in the sludge and the nitrogen, here concentration of phosphorus and concentration of nitrogen, and with the volumes we were able to calculate the amounts of N and P that went into the fields. Now we use the National Phosphorus Runoff Project Protocol. We have paired plots similar as the previous presentation, except that we used the 30 minutes of runoff as an indicator. We measured at 15 and at 30 minutes of runoff. In the oxisol, we measured at 1, 7, 14, and 21 days after the application, and in the ultisol at 1, 4, 8, and 11 days after the application. And we did not permit any rainfall between the simulated rainfall events. And this is, so you get an idea of the fields that we were working and the equipment. Now, what we will see here is the 15-minute concentration and the 30-minute concentration of nutrients in the next couple of slides, and as related to the low and the high soil test level. Now, we applied the same amounts of manure in the high and the low, and it is the difference was statistically different only in the high soil test level. So when we applied the same amount of manure, it increased the dissolved phosphorus concentration only in the high soil test phosphorus plots. There was a tendency for the low levels in phosphorus, so low extractable levels, to be lower as expected, but these were not statistically different. These values are averaged across all of the 4 days of simulations that we did. If we looked at total phosphorus concentrations, the differences are even more dramatic. 15-minute concentrations of total phosphorus and 30 minutes of total phosphorus. So this, the phosphorus apparently stays in solution at the high soil test level when the manure is added, but not in the low soil test level when the manure is added. Now, in the UltiSol, manure application increased the phosphorus concentration in solution at day 1 and day 4, day 8, day 11. But then in the low soil test level, the without manure was higher than the with manure. We were perplexed with this, and then we realized that before these simulations, the fields had been grazed. This was all under the conditions of the farmer. Even though we did not apply the manure, the rainfall simulation plots were pre-selected, so we were basically doing a simulation in areas where the animals had been excreting, so this phosphorus concentration was elevated in the areas where manure had not been applied. Notice that with time, these concentrations quickly became similar to the concentrations obtained in the plots that had manure. If we look at the nitrate concentrations as a function of manure and soil test level, the manure application in the high soil test levels were similar with and without. Nitrate concentrations in the runoff were similar with and without manure in the high soil test level. Now, in the low soil test level, the concentrations were significantly increased. So we believe that either two things were happening here. The nitrification was inhibited in the high soil test phosphorus level plus that had historical application of manure, and or that the denitrification losses removed the nitrate from the solution. There was a strong manure effect on total nitrogen concentrations, regardless of the high or the low soil test level. So, even it really, in terms of nitrogen losses, it did not matter whether the soil test level was high or low. In terms of, if we look at the effect of time in the UltiSol, we see that the effect of time is only important in the high soil test phosphorus plots with manure application. Notice that the first two simulations were greater than the subsequent two in terms of dissolved phosphorus, but in terms of total phosphorus, the effect was even more dramatic than the second, the last two simulations. So the first two simulations after manure application are very important in terms of phosphorus losses. The phosphorus loss is due primarily to particulate phosphorus. Notice the large difference between treatments and with time. Particulate phosphorus is the difference between total and dissolved phosphorus. In terms of nitrogen concentrations, the high soil test phosphorus with manure was primarily the most important influencing losses, but then in the low soil test phosphorus with manure, the concentrations continued to increase with time, suggesting that there was occurring mineralization. In terms of total nitrogen concentrations, the greatest losses were in the first runoff events. We tried to see how the experimental data fit the experimental model that we had built from previous work. This is the line that you see here. And very few of the points confirmed to the this simple quadratic model. We believe it's an effect of the previous history of the manure additions. Even though the we simulated in plots without manure at that time, they had a history of manure application previously. Now, the range in soil test phosphorus levels in the high with manure and without manure was between 72 and 111 and between 49 and 105 ppm Bray1P. And in the low soil test phosphorus, it was much lower, less than 40 ppm in Bray1P. In the ulti soil, we have a very similar pattern as in the oxy soil. The data did not conform to the model. Again, we believe it's due to the historical manure application to the plots, which creates a very different situation than from plots or soils that do not have a history of manure application. In terms of phosphorus losses, the manured soils, regardless of low or high soil test phosphorus, increased mass losses. And now, this occurred because, as the previous speaker said, his observations were similar to ours. We had more runoff in plots that had received manure. So even though concentrations in solution were not significantly higher, the mass losses were higher than unamended plots. And the nitrogen loss patterns were similar. So to conclude, most dissolved phosphorus concentrations were above those predicted by the empirical model, especially those that were recently manured. And we believe it's due to the P-sorption capacity of the soils that are being exceeded. In soils with these low soil test phosphorus, the manure application does not cause large increases of peak concentrations in runoff, but yes, it does cause increase in mass losses of phosphorus. In soils with a high soil test phosphorus, the manure application greatly increases the phosphorus concentrations in runoff. And we believe the first and the second rainfall event after the manure application is the most important, but primarily in the soils with a high soil test phosphorus in terms of phosphorus concentrations. The degree of phosphorus saturation appears to exert a strong influence on the phosphorus concentrations in runoff, and we're going to be examining some relationships between how the extent of phosphorus saturation in these soils next. And the N losses were higher in manure soils. And this is part of the work a series of graduate students have assisted in this, and personnel from the Agricultural Experiment Station in Puerto Rico. Thank you. Yes, we prior to the simulation, we mowed the plots to about 4 inches above the ground, but we did not collect any yield forage yield data. Yes.
The multiple times of that, I mean the time of that.
Yes. They were repeated rains after manure application, 1, 7, 14, and 21 days in the same area, and the plots did not receive any rain in between. So they were successive runoff events. Yes.
I'm a little confused about the empirical model. Is that the relationship between soil density and runoff dissolved feed?
No. That is the relationship between phosphorus, extractable phosphorus by Bray1P, and phosphorus that is water extractable. And in a previous work, we found in soils that were in greenhouse pots that we had amended with P. Now we found that in soils that do not receive manure, that the data, the relationship between soil test phosphorus and phosphorus in runoff follows that model very closely. So we were hoping that our data would also fall into the model, but then it appears that the manure is very strong in influencing the amount in solution. Yes, the soil test the soils were sampled before the addition of manure in the plots that received manure, but then we continued sampling every time, and the manure addition did not change the soil test phosphorus much, just maybe a bit higher, a few points higher, but we took the initial value. Yes. Thank you.